我哋天上边嘅父亲，
Our dear Heavenly Father，
我哋真系满心感恩嚟到，即系嚟到你嘅家里边，一同嘅去敬拜同埋去分享。
We come to your house with a heart full of thanksgiving to worship you and to share.
我哋真系都系，求你都唔好嫌弃嘅喺我哋嘅当中，
Yeah, please be willing to be in our midst.
让我哋系，做嘅每一件事，讲嘅每一句说话，都系能够去造就，同埋即系互相嘅去鼓励。
So that everything we do, every word we say, will be able to build one another up and to encourage one another.
我哋都将到今日我哋有嘅时间，我哋相交同埋真系分享嘅时间，都系交你嘅手里边。
We commit the time we have together for fellowship, into your hands.
我哋咁样样嘅祷告都系求你去垂听。
We pray that you'll hear our prayer. 阿门。
咁大家好啦，咁我首先咧，即系都介绍下自己啦吓。
So, hi everyone. I would first introduce briefly about myself.
咁我叫 Rosa 啦，咁我就嚟自香港西湾河教西湾河教会嘅，
My name
就
is Rosa, and I come from our church in Sai Wan Hall in Hong Kong.
咁其实我最初参加教会嘅时候咧，都系参加中环分会嘅。
Actually, I initially attended the Central Church.
咁后来西湾河教会即系建堂嘅时候，就过咗去西湾河嗰边聚会啦。
And later on, when our Sai Wan Hall Church was established, I then moved over to start joining their service.
咁认识Pastor Johnny 佢哋一家咧，都喺中环教会分会即系聚会嘅时候啦。
So I first got to know Pastor Johnny and his family during my time with the Central Church.
咁我嗰阵时咧，都系一个中学生嚟嘅，初初翻教会嘅时候。
And I was only a high school student when I first started attending church.
咁间中咧都会去 Pastor Johnny 佢哋屋企玩嘅。
And every now and then I would go over and hang out at the house, at Pastor Johnny's house.
不过我谂我印象中就应该佢哋未听过我分享，系啦。
But I don't think they have actually heard me share before.
咁都感谢教会俾我有机会喺度去分享啦。
So I'm very grateful to the church for giving me this opportunity to share with you.
实在都系觉得好唔配嘅。
I do feel very unworthy.
咁啊，之前 Pastor Grace 咧就话可以分享下信主之后点样去即系神点样去继续雕琢我生命啦。
So previously, Pastor Grace mentioned to me that maybe I could share about my journey after I committed my life to God and how God continued to mold and fashion me.
咁或者系即系属灵生命里边成长嘅时候遇到嘅一啲挑战啊，同埋鼓励啊，咁样。
And also some challenges or encouragements that I received during my spiritual growth.
咁啱啱我旧年9月嘅时候咧，就喺内地探访教会嘅时候咧，都分享咗一啲信主之后嘅学习啦。
And it happened that last September, when I visited some churches in mainland China, I also shared with them some lessons I learned after I came to the Lord.
咁我系啦，觉得今日都可以喺度分享啊。
And I feel that, yeah, maybe I can also share some of them with you today.
咁以前咧我就觉得，要分享即系自己学习嘅时候咧，可能系要一啲好特别嘅经历嘅。
I used to think that having to share my testimony involves very special, dramatic experiences.
咁我谂翻我人生里边有啲咩特别嘅经历啦。
So as I pondered and reflected on my life, whether there were any particularly noteworthy experiences.
咁近年咧，比较特别嘅咧，就系即系2020年头嘅时候咧，就中呢个新冠肺炎嘅时候啦。
One of the most significant experiences in recent years, would be contracting COVID-19 for the first time at the beginning of 2020.
可能新冠肺炎咧，即系你都会谂，都唔系好特别啫，有啲人中过5、6次添啦，咁。
And then maybe you think, oh, what's a big deal with having COVID-19? Because some people might have had that for five, six times.
咁我都中过2次嘅，咁不过喺第一次嘅时候咧，就喺香港最早期出现即系呢个病症嘅时候，咁我同我丈夫咧就系头嗰几十名里边嘅其中两个患者咁样。
So for myself, yeah, I also had it twice, but the first time I contracted COVID-19 was during the early stages of the outbreak in Hong Kong. My husband and I were actually among the very first few patients. and were even numbered.
系，我哋有编号嘅吓。仲 我哋仲上咗即系个报纸嘅 A1 头条咁样，唔
And
知
we even
Angela
made
记唔
it
记
to the front page of the newspapers.
系啦，所以我哋系被报道过。
Yeah, so yeah, our story got reported in the media.
咁 不过即系我就唔打算分享嗰次嘅经历嘅，其实。
But I don't intend to share with you that experience, actually.
我觉得有阵时遇到一啲特别嘅经历嘅时候咧，反而会即系我哋更加容易嘅去倾向会寻求神啦，同埋即系去依靠神啦。
Because I realize that oftentimes when facing dramatic or very difficult experiences or challenges, that's actually easier for us to learn to seek and rely on God, to seek His will.
系啦，反而系即系日常生活里边，我哋遇到嘅困难挑战咧，更加系去考验我哋究竟系寻求神嘅心意同埋方法，定系寻求自己嘅心意同方法咧？
But actually, it's when we face the everyday challenges, when we encounter difficulties in our daily life, it is the true test whether we seek God's will and His ways, or whether we still prefer to rely on our own will and our own ways to solve the problem.
咁最近咧就一个星期日嘅时候咧，咁西湾河嘅导师咧就有问过我哋一个问题啦，咁就问我哋属灵征战嘅战场其实喺边度咧？
So on one recent Sunday, the pastor at Sai Wan Ho Church asked us a question. Where do you think is the battlefield of spiritual warfare?
其实即系个战场咧，就喺我哋日常嘅生活里边咯。
The battlefield really is in our daily lives.
特别而家即系社会系不断咁样转变啦，我哋嘅心思意念咧会唔会好似我哋可以睇个 slide。
So, especially in this growing and rapidly changing society, we have to ask ourselves.
maybe we can
Yeah,
yeah
你
系啦，咁读
可能可以讲翻头先你
啊，
话系。
好好好。咁系啦，我哋嘅心思意念咧，会唔会好似罗马书12:2嗰度讲到嘅，系更新改变而更新而变化，以至系可以察验神嘅旨意咧？
So we have to ask ourselves, have our thoughts been transformed and continually being renewed, just as Romans 12, verse 2 says, so that we may discern what the will of God is?
咁呢个讲到心思意念冇被更新改变嘅话咧，我哋就唔能够去明白或者系辨明神嘅心意啦。
So here it talks about how if our mind, our thoughts haven't been renewed, been transformed, then we cannot discern what God's will is.
所以即系呢个功课都系一个好重要嘅功课咯。
So it is a very important lesson to learn.
好，咁或者我读一次经文啦吓，《罗马书12:2，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们测验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So Romans 12, verse 2. Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
咁不同即系唔同嘅经历或者即系我哋所谓嘅难题挑战咁样咧，其实都系我哋嘅即系心思意念去被神更新改变嘅机会嚟嘅。
So, actually, all the different experiences in our lives, the challenges, the difficulties, serve as opportunities for our thoughts and our attitudes to be renewed and transformed by God.
而喺即系人生唔同嘅阶段咧，即系都系需要有呢个更新改变啊。
And this renewal and change are actually necessary at different stages in our lives.
咁或者我都分享下初信嘅时候嘅一啲学习啦。
So maybe I'll first share with you some lessons I learned during the beginning stage of my journey of faith.
对我嚟讲咧，比较大嘅难题或者挑战咧，可以话系点样去同我妈妈去建立关系啦。
One of the biggest challenges I faced, or the struggles that I had, was in building a relationship with my mother.
点解咁讲咧？或者我分享一下我嘅背景、成长背景啦。
Why do I say that? Let me first share a bit more about my background.
咁我由细到大咧就系同我外公啦，同埋其他嘅一啲亲戚一齐住嘅。
So I grew up living with my maternal grandfather and my uncles and aunts.
咁就唔系同我爸爸妈妈一齐住嘅。
So I wasn't really living with my own mother.
咁可能因为咁样咧，咁我就即系都成日觉得其他人会用一啲奇怪嘅眼光去睇我咁。
Perhaps for this reason, I used to feel other people might look at me in a certain way.
咁我记得我喺读中四嗰年咧，咁我有个班主任新嚟嘅。
I remember when I was studying in Form 4 in Hong Kong, that's the equivalent to year 10 here, then I had a new class teacher.
啊，咁佢听到我话唔同爸爸妈妈一齐住之后咧，咁佢个表情咧就好尴尬，好似唔知讲咩咁样啦。
And when he found out that I wasn't really living with my parents, he showed this really awkward, kind of embarrassed, expression on his face. He didn't know what to say.
咁我就即系知道佢应该系误会咗我爸爸妈妈，即系离咗婚啊咁样啦。
And at that time, I knew that he must have misunderstood that my parents had divorced.
咁其實就冇嘅，咁我爸爸媽媽因為工作嘅緣故咧，就唔可以照顧我同兩個姐姐啦。
But in reality, it wasn't the case. It was mainly due to their work commitments. My parents couldn't really take care of me and my two sisters.
咁於是我就係同我外公啦，同埋一啲舅父啊、姨啊咁一齊住嘅。
And that's the reason why I was looked after by my grandfather, my aunts, and my uncles.
咁我两个姐姐咧就喺我嫲嫲屋企住嘅。
And my two sisters were taken care of by my grandmother.
咁啊，可以睇下张啲相，系啦。咁啊，呢
So,
个细个嗰阵
my
时
childhood.
系啦。咁啊，我妈妈啦、爸爸啦，咁我两个姐姐喺侧边啦，我就喺中间嗰
So you
个，
can
好
see
傻。
my dad, my two sisters on either side, and me in the middle.
系啦，咁细个嗰时咧，因为可能因为同唔系同佢屋企人一齐生活啦。
So maybe because I wasn't really living together with my own family during my childhood.
咁我同佢哋嘅关系咧，好似感觉上有啲疏离嘅。
Yeah, I felt that my relationship with them was quite distant.
咁同佢哋相处时间一般都系周末嘅时候食饭啊，或者节日嘅时候一啲家庭聚会嘅。
So the time that I do get to spend together with them was usually having lunch on Sundays, on the weekends, or having meals on special occasions.
咁我爸爸咧系一个即系好好多朋友嘅人嚟啦。
So my dad is a very sociable person with many friends.
咁佢同朋友即系聚会嘅时候咧，佢好多嘢讲嘅。
And when he was with his friends, he's very talkative.
咁但系咧就同我哋三个女嘅时候咧，就比较寡言一啲啦。
But then he's a man of few words when he's with his three daughters.
咁但系即系其实都感觉到佢系关心我哋嘅，即系虽然好似好有啲唔系好亲近咁啊。
So while I didn't feel very close to my father, I could still tell he did care for us.
咁我媽媽咧都係一個好中意同朋友即係出街啊或者聚會嘅人啦。
My mom also is someone who enjoys going out and spending time with her friends.
係啦，咁佢都有陣時會同我爸爸嗰啲朋友一齊出去都有嘅。
Sometimes she would even attend gatherings with my father and his friends.
咁就即係一啲背景啦。咁喺我嘅大概小學4、5年班嘅時候開始啦。
And I remember from my time in primary 4 or 5.
咁我妈妈咧就成日，因为我唔一齐住啦，咁佢成日打电话俾我嘅。
Because I wasn't living with my mother, so she would often call me.
咁佢年轻嘅时候咧，佢系做护士嘅。
And she was a nurse during her younger days.
咁佢因为要轮班制咧，所以佢打电话俾我嘅时间咧就即系冇固定嘅。
And because of the different shifts time that her nursing job demands it, so her the time when she called me would be quite unpredictable.
咁有阵时我就做紧功课，佢就打电话俾我啦。
Sometimes she would call me when I was busy doing my homework.
咁所以有阵时我就同佢讲嘢嘅时候，可能都有啲心不在焉咁样啦。
And because of that, while talking to her or responding to her on the phone, I might be a bit distracted.
咁后来咧，佢即系电话里边讲嘅嘢咧，好多时都系即系有啲诉苦嘅嘢啦，同埋即系讲我爸爸成日唔喺屋企啊咁样样嘅。
And later on, I started to feel that oftentimes in her conversation with me, she was just maybe kind of moaning a bit, kind of Not complaining, but like pouring out how my dad was not at home that often.
咁再後來咧，佢就仲同我講咧，佢懷疑我爸爸有外遇啦，咁樣。
And eventually, my mom started to express her suspicions of my dad having an affair.
咁嗰陣時，我其實大概10歲左右啦。
And at the time, I was only about 10 years old.
咁我都其實真係唔明佢嘅感受嘅。
And I didn't really understand fully her feelings.
亦都即係覺得咧，我一個小朋友咁樣，即係我幫唔到佢啲乜嘢啦。
And as a child, I also felt helpless. I couldn't really help her much.
係啦，有陣時我都會覺得即係好困擾咁樣嘅。
It made me feel very troubled.
所以我就即係越嚟越唔想去聽佢嘅電話。
So I increasingly became reluctant to receive her phone calls.
係啦，咁咁佢都會即係當我去接佢電話嘅時候咧，咁佢會問我點解唔接佢電話啊？之前咁或者係點解唔打翻電話俾佢啊？咁樣啦。
And then when I did pick up and answer her calls, my mom would ask, "Why didn't you pick up my call earlier? And why didn't you call me back?"
咁然後又再講我爸爸嘅一啲嘢啦。
And then she would start telling me things about my dad again.
可能你都會覺得即係佢係一個幾冇安全感嘅人。
So perhaps you could tell she's someone who's quite insecure.
咁去到初中嘅時候咧，都係差唔多咁樣嘅情況嘅。
And this situation continued on right into my junior high school years.
咁嗰時我又開始進入反叛期啦。
And at that time, I started to enter the rebellious phase.
咁我就開始有同佢頂嘴嘅，
So I started to argue with my mom.
咁就話佢啊唔應該咁多疑啊咁樣啦。
And I would tell her, you shouldn't be so suspicious.
咁跟住後來咧，我每一次聽到佢電話嘅時候咧，就會真係覺得有啲頭痛嘅，即真係頭痛嗰種頭痛。
And subsequently, every time I pick up her call, I would literally, physically feel a headache.
咁後來喺中四嘅時候咧，咁我開始翻教會啦。
And later on, I started attending church in Form 4, which is about year 10 here.
咁其實即係細個嘅時候或者初中嘅時候都有接觸過教會嘅，同埋我都係基督教學校嘅中學嘅時候。
So actually, when I was young, I had gotten in touch with Christians or in the church. I also attend a Christian school.
咁所以之前都會有即係睇過一啲關於即係同爸爸媽媽關係嘅經文啊，都有睇過嘅。
Because of that, I had actually come across scriptures concerning relationships between parents and children.
例如啊，《以弗所書》6章1至4節啦。
For example, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 4.
咁我就都讀一次啦。
So let me read it out to you.
你們作兒女的，要在主裡聽從父母，這是理所當然的。要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条大应许的诫命。你们作父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Ephesians 6, 1 to 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
咁啊，通常即系睇到呢几节经文嘅时候咧，头嗰3节咧，好快就会睇完噶啦，就冇谂噶啦。
So usually when I came across this passage, I would quickly glance through the first three verses and I wouldn't give much thought to them.
咁去到第4节嗰时咧，我就即系会比较认同一啲啦。
But I would really resonate with verse 4.
嗱，咁因为佢话不要惹儿女的气啦。
Because it says, do not provoke your children.
系啦，因为嗰阵时我唔觉得我系冇孝敬父母嘅。
Because at the time, I didn't feel I was not being respectful to my
系
parents.
啦，反而我觉得我妈妈成日即系令我好困扰啊，俾压力我咁样。
Rather, it was my mom who often troubled me and caused me a lot of stress.
唔 知年青嘅 有冇同样嘅感觉？
I wonder those younger ones in our midst whether you resonate with this, have the same feeling?
咁後來有一次咧，教會嘅導師就分享關於孝敬父母嘅教導啦。
And later on, a church pastor leader shared with us the teaching on honoring our parents.
嗱，咁即係孝敬嘅意思就係即係尊敬、尊重啦。
So honor means to respect, to show respect.
咁我之前即係覺得自己對媽媽嘅反應咧，其實都冇乜唔妥嘅地方嘅喎。
Actually, prior to that, I used to think there was nothing really wrong with my reaction towards my mom.
但系即系导师嘅分享咧，俾我睇到，其实我系冇尊重到我妈妈啦。
But through the pastor's sharing, it made me realize maybe I hadn't really been respecting my mom.
咁于是我都去即系尝试学习点样去同妈妈去相处啦。
So I tried to learn how to get along better with my mom.
咁用一个即系合宜嘅态度同妈妈去相处咧，对我嚟讲咧，就即系都唔容易嘅。
Getting along with my mom with an appropriate attitude was not easy for me.
咁都系一个即系漫长嘅阶段啦，同埋都系当中有起有跌咁样啦。
It was really a long and steep learning curve with ups and downs.
咁有阵时咧，妈妈提出一啲嘅要求咧，我就系心里边系好唔想去配合嘅。
Sometimes my mom would make some requests, which actually, in my heart, I was very unwilling to cooperate with her.
咁嗰个时间咧，我两个姐姐咧就喺外国读书啦，咁所以喺香港就即系得我妈妈，即系得我一个女喺佢身边啊。
And at that time, my two sisters were both studying abroad, so I was the only daughter by her side in Hong Kong.
所以当即系妈妈有啲咩需要啊，或者搵唔到我爸爸嘅时候咧，又会搵我噶啦。
So whenever my mom couldn't reach my dad, or when she had certain needs, she would ask me for help.
咁我就都分享一个即系同学习同妈妈相处嘅一个例子啦。
So I'll share with you one example in how I learned to get along with my mom.
咁有一次咧就有一个银行嘅职员啦，
So there was one time when there was a bank staff.
咁佢就同我妈妈介绍咗一个，因为我妈妈想买一个单位嗰阵时。
Because at the time my mom was looking to acquire a property.
咁佢就介绍咗一个按揭嘅计划俾佢嘅。
And this staff from the bank introduced her to a mortgage plan.
咁而即系我妈妈就需要揾一个担保人嘅。
And at the time she needed to find a guarantor.
咁于是我妈妈就好自然就谂起我，希望我做呢一个嘅担保人啦。
So very naturally, my mom thought of me and hoping that I would be her guarantor.
系啦，咁我听到呢件事嘅时候咧，第一个反应咧就好想去拒绝佢嘅。
And when I heard about this, my first reaction was really to refuse, right?
同埋我真系觉得系即系我好抗拒，以前我好抗拒即系借贷呢件事嘅。
And actually, at that stage, I personally really resisted anything to do with borrowing money.
系啦，就算即系用信用卡咧，我都以前系被可免则免咁样啦。
And back then, even with the use of credit cards, I would try to avoid that if I could.
系啦，咁因为好似即系用信用卡会鼓励人先使未来钱咁样。
Because in my mind, to use credit cards is almost like encouraging people to use future money, money that you haven't yet earned.
不过而家有 debit 卡啦，
But of course, now there are also debit cards that we can use.
咁 当然即系唔适当用信用卡都唔系好噶啦。
And of course, improper use of credit cards is not good.
咁加上我嗰阵时咧都系一个大学生嚟嘅，
What's more, I was just a university student at that time.
系啦。咁如果妈妈亦万一佢还唔起嗰啲钱嘅时候咧，咁我自己都系冇办法去还嘅。
So what if my mom couldn't repay the loan? I wouldn't be in a position to be able to pay it off either.
所以我即系都点样可以担保做个担保人呢？咁
So how could I be her guarantor?
样，咁于是我就同教会导师去商量啦，即系希望佢俾啲建议我啦。
So I sought advice from the church pastor.
咁当我即系讲咗呢件事俾导师听之后呢，咁导师都有安慰我嘅，都表示即系明白我嘅睇法啊，咁样啦。
And after I shared this burden, this problem with the leader of the church, she offered me some guidance and comfort.
咁不过即系我可能你都估到啦。咁导师俾我嘅建议咧，就即系令我有啲意外嘅。
But maybe you could guess already. The advice given me came as a surprise.
佢就建议我咧，同妈妈先去银行听下嗰位职员讲咩啦。
She suggested that I first go to the bank with my mom and listen to the explanation from the staff
咁
at the
呢個
bank.
其實唔係我期望嘅建議啦。
And this obviously wasn't the advice I was anticipating or hoping to hear from her.
咁當時即係我以為導師都認同我嘅睇法啦，會即係幫我好似撐腰咁樣啦。
Because initially I thought the pastor or the leader would definitely agree with my view and they would support me.
係啦，咁即係好似等我拒絕媽媽嘅時候，好似理直氣壯一啲咁。
So that I have more reason to refuse my mom.
我覺得我嘅睇法都好合理嘅嗰陣時，
At the time, I really thought that my viewpoint was very reasonable.
但系導師竟然勸我去同媽媽一齊去銀行。
But the advice given was for me to go to the bank with my mom.
咁我即系就我睇嚟咧，如果去咗銀行咧，就好似肉隨砧板上咁樣啦，
In
一
my
定。
eyes, going to the bank with my mom meant being at the mercy of others.
嗱，咁總之我嗰陣時就係唔係好願意噶啦。
So, in any case, I was actually very unwilling, very reluctant to do so.
不過即係導師都同我去禱告啦，咁之後我都即係選擇去學習順服啦。
But after praying together with my pastor, I eventually chose to learn to be obedient.
咁於是我就約咗媽媽一齊去銀行啦。
So I made an appointment with my mom to visit the bank.
咁去到銀行之後咧，咁啊聽完個職員去解釋個即係按揭係咩事啦嚇。
So when we reached the bank, the staff introduced to us what that mortgage plan was all about.
咁當差唔多要簽字劃押嘅時候咧，
And when we were just about to sign the agreement,
咁 個職員咧就突然間問我啊，你嘅收入有幾多㗎咁樣？
the staff suddenly asked me about my income.
咁我就话俾你听，其实我冇固定收入嘅，
So I just told her, well, I didn't have a fixed job,
系 啦，
just
咁都系
a
补
stable
下
job.
习嗰啲嘅啫，以前
Yeah, I was just doing some tutoring.
系啦。咁跟住嗰个职员咧就同我讲，哎，其实你唔合乎呢个做担保人嘅资格咁。
And the staff then told us, well, actually, you don't qualify as being a guarantor.
系啦，因为要做担保人咧，要有固定嘅收入啦。
Because to be a guarantor, you need to have a fixed income.
咁於是呢件事就告吹啦。
So this matter just fell through like that.
咁其實我之前以為拒絕媽媽嘅要求真係好合理嘅。
So prior to that, I thought my refusal to my mom's request was very reasonable.
事實上咧，即係個銀行嘅職員咧講即係話我唔可以做擔保人嗰個理由，其實都同我嘅諗法一樣嘅。
And in actual facts, the bank staff's reason for disqualifying me as a guarantor was also kind of in line with my viewpoint.
但系即系神嘅心意同埋做法咧，有时真系同人嘅做法好唔同啦。
But God's will and His ways are sometimes very different from our own ways, our human ways.
咁其实当时妈妈应该都系觉得揾我做担保人咧冇乜嘢唔合理，因为我都系佢女啦，咁系即系佢信得过噶啦。
So at the time, my mom probably felt it wasn't unreasonable at all to ask me to be her guarantor because I was her daughter and someone that she could trust in.
而且佢都應該係相信自己係有能力去還清嗰啲公款啦。
And she probably believed she had the ability to repay the loan.
咁喺呢件事情上邊咧，其實拒絕即係媽媽啦，同埋同媽媽一齊去銀行咧，結果其實係一樣咯。
So, in this situation, for me to directly refuse my mom or to go to the bank with her, both yielded the same end result, didn't it?
但如果我係選擇咗直接拒絕媽媽嘅話咧，媽媽可能即係會覺得好唔開心，同埋即係好不安啦嚇。
But if I had chosen to directly refuse my mom, she might have felt unhappy or very unsettled.
咁畢竟即係我都係喺香港佢唯一一個女啦，即係都好似唔支持佢咁樣。
After all, I was the only daughter in Hong Kong who's by her side, so from her perspective, it would appear that I didn't even offer her much support.
咁系啦，呢一个系即系其中一个同学习同妈妈相处嘅例子啦。
So this is just one example of me learning to get along with my mom.
咁喺即系呢个学习嘅过程里边咧，神都去更新我嘅谂法啦。
So through this learning process, God renewed my mind, my thoughts.
当然即系唔系每一次嘅做法都系一样嘅。
Of course, not every time you deal with things this way.
但系神都俾我去学习咧，系从妈妈嘅角度去睇啦。
But what God was teaching me is to try and see things from my mom's perspective
同埋去明白佢嘅需要啦。
and to understand her needs.
咁其实当中都真系要有去放低自己嘅感受，同埋即系都觉得合理嘅事情。
And in that process, I had to learn to let go of my own feelings and also what I saw as reasonable.
咁喺几年前开始咧，咁我妈妈嘅脑退化咧就越嚟越严重啦。
Several years ago, my mom's cognitive de started to
dementia。
decline, so she suffered from dementia.
咁加上佢有骨质疏松嘅情况啦，
Coupled with osteoporosis, that, yeah.
咁佢即系唔可以再跌倒啦，所以都系要住喺护老院啦。
Yeah, so all these conditions made her prone to falls, and she had to move into a nursing home.
好多事情咧，佢都已经忘记咗噶啦。
So she started losing the memory of many things.
但有阵时候咧，即系同佢一齐去背诗篇23篇啊，或者主祷文嘅时候啦，
But sometimes when we recite Psalm 23 or the Lord's Prayer together,
咁可能提佢一两个字嘅时候咧，佢都会讲到一啲嘅经文嘅。
and when I gave her a few words as a prompt, she could actually remember quite a bit.
系啦，咁我都好感恩神俾我有机会学习去同佢相处啦，同埋学习去尊重佢啦。
So I'm very thankful that God gave me the opportunity to, in the past, to learn to get along with her and to respect her.
咁啊，都可以睇下佢嘅近照。
So we can take a look at some recent
嗱
photos
好唔
of mine.
同啦，呢度。咁 呢个系佢入护老院之前，我哋要去澳洲探我家姐嘅时候影嘅。
So this picture was taken just before my mom had to go into the nursing home when we visited my sister in Australia.
嗱，咁最右边咧就系佢最近嘅一个近照啦。
And that photo on your far right side is a recent picture of my mom.
咁都系好唔同啦，
So I think you could tell she's changed a lot in her appearance.
咁学习去放低自己嘅感受，而尝试去企喺对方嘅角度去睇事啦。
So learning to set aside our own feelings and trying to put ourselves in the other person's shoes.
都真系好需要去思想上面有一啲嘅更新改变。
Really requires a renewal in this change of mindset.
特别即系去学习一啲可能我哋唔系好想去爱嘅人，
Especially when it comes to learning to love those who are not very lovable.
咁其实喺即系生活里边咧，无论家庭啊、工作啊，或者甚至乎学校啦，都会即系遇到好多即系你未必系想去爱嘅人啦。
So in life, whether at home, at school, or at work, we may encounter many people that are not very pleasant or that you may not want to love.
咁我就喺即系都分享下近年嘅一啲学习啦。咁喺几年前呢，都工作里边都有机会接触到一个咁嘅人啦。
So I want to share with you some recent experiences. Quite a few years back, I had this opportunity to get along with this individual in my workplace.
咁嗰阵时咧，有一位同事咧，佢嘅即系工作表现咧，就未达到我上司嘅期望啦。
So at the time, this colleague of mine, her performance was not really meeting the expectations of our boss.
而同事覺得自己有冇問題嘅，
But she felt there was no issue on her part.
反而佢覺得即系上司好似喺度為難佢咁樣。
Yeah, on the contrary, she felt that the boss was just making things difficult for her.
咁所以我上司就打算將佢做緊嘅一啲工作咧，就叫我繼續去跟咁樣。
So my boss decided to assign some of the tasks that she was responsible for to assign them to me so that I could follow up on them.
咁嗰位同事就開始覺得好似係搶咗佢一啲工作咁。
So this colleague of mine started to feel that I was stealing her work.
咁其實我自己都好多嘢做噶，都唔想再搶。
But in reality, I was busy enough. I had enough on my plate. I wouldn't want to steal or grab any more stuff from her.
咁所以，但系上
From
司
her, yeah.
系啦，上司叫你做，咁就都冇办法啦，要做啦。
But since it's the boss asking me to take over, well, I had no choice. I would have to pick it up.
系啦，于是嗰位同事就觉得更加觉得我好似抢咗佢啲工作咁。
And because of that, she had, yeah, even a She was even more convinced that I was trying to take away her job, her responsibility.
咁每次喺辦公室見到佢嘅時候咧，咁佢都會即係好似黑面咁樣對住我。
So every time when we met each other in the office, she would pull this like really unhappy, hostile face or look on her.
咁喺講嘢啊，或者係電郵裏邊，有陣時都會有啲單打嘅説話。
And sometimes she would make sarcastic remarks in our conversations or in our emails.
一開始嘅時候咧，我都真係覺得好似被誤會啦，
So initially, I felt misunderstood
同埋即係都覺得好唔開心啦，
and also quite disheartened.
係啦，都會即係覺得係好難去愛佢啦嚇。
And I found it very difficult to love such a person.
咁後來即係天父都去提醒我要企喺同事嘅角度去睇啦。
But later on, God reminded me to look at things from my colleague's perspective.
去学习去即系爱佢，同埋即系首先嘅去尝试明白佢嘅感受啦。
To learn to love her and to understand her feelings.
咁我谂换咗系我即系冇俾上司去信任咧，可能都真系会好唔开心嘅。
Because if I were in her shoes, feeling that I wasn't trusted by my boss probably would make me quite unhappy as well.
啊，咁之后即系当我见到嗰位同事嘅时候咧，我都会主动去同佢打招呼啊。或者有時有機會嘅時候都會問候佢啦。
So ever since that realization, whenever I encounter this colleague, I would greet her proactively and also try to just be friendly towards her.
咁不過即係世事都唔會咁簡單嘅，咁即係啦，我哋即係咁樣做咧，即係唔一定有回報啦。
But oftentimes things don't go smoothly as we hope, and these actions didn't necessarily yield immediate results.
咁其實事實上，我個同事一路都冇乜回應我嘅，即係啦，打招呼、問候啊、關心啊咁樣嘅。
In fact, this colleague never really responded to my greetings, my concern, yeah, my friendly gestures.
咁但係喺過程裏邊咧，即係天父都去藉住一件事咧，即係可能喺人睇嚟係好好細微嘅一件事啦，咁去藉住呢件事去鼓勵我堅持去愛咯，學習。
But God actually encouraged me to persevere in learning to love through a seemingly trivial matter that happened.
咁嗰陣時係咁樣啦。咁有一日咧，我就加班做嘢做得比較慢，因為要做埋人哋啲嘢，咁 要加班啦嚇。
So one day I had to work overtime, because obviously I've got more responsibilities like on my plate now.
咁我嗰日就即係選擇咗搭的士翻屋企嘅。
So I chose to take a taxi home.
咁因為咧，我就因為我自己做出版工作嘅，
So I work in the publishing company.
咁我就有一啲稿件未睇完啊嗰日，
So there were some documents that I hadn't finished proofreading or reading through.
咁我就即系将嗰袋稿咧，将啲稿咧摆咗喺一个袋嗰度。
So I placed all the documents in a bag.
咁我谂住翻屋企食完饭之后就即系继续睇咁样嘅。
And my plan was I could continue reviewing them after dinner at home.
咁唔知系即系攰啊，定系好黑啊，同埋个袋比较深色嘅缘故啦。
So I wasn't sure whether it was just due to my tiredness or maybe because the bag was dark in color and it was quite dark in the office.
咁落车嗰时咧，我就唔记得攞嗰袋稿嘅。
Oh, sorry, it was dark in the taxi. So when I got off the taxi, I forgot to take with me the bag with the documents.
咁当我发现漏咗袋稿嘅时候咧，就好担心啦。
So after I realized I actually left the documents in the taxi, I was very anxious.
咁因为如果嗰位同事知道咧，我将袋稿留咗喺车度咧，
Because if my colleague found out that I left the documents in the car, in the taxi.
咁佢應該即係會覺得啲嘢交咗俾你，竟然搞到咁即係一塌糊塗咁樣。
She would probably think that, well, see, these things are given over to you, but you mess it up.
咁所以可能會令佢即係對我嘅誤會更加深啦。
And that might actually deepen her misunderstanding towards me.
咁但係即係試咗好多唔同嘅方法咧，都即係揾唔到個代稿啦。
But having tried all sorts of ways, I couldn't retrieve or found the documents again.
咁我都只系可以即系将呢件事交托俾天父啦。
So I had no choice but to entrust this matter to God.
咁之后大概过咗个零星期啦。
So after about a week or two,
咁啊，其实都仲未有个代稿嘅消息嘅。
there was still no news about the documents that I lost.
跟住有一日咧，我又再加班，又吓，
So one day I had to work overtime again.
咁又再选择搭的士翻屋企啦。
And again, I planned to take a taxi home.
咁原本咧就即系去到，你好聪明。
You guys are smart. Seems like you guys are guessing what happened.
咁喺去到的士站嘅时候咧，原本我系想即系第一架车咁样嘅。
So initially, I was the first in line and I was prepared to get on the first taxi there.
咁但系突然间有个人冲咗出嚟，咁就上咗第一架车啦。
But suddenly, someone just rushed out ahead of me and boarded that first taxi.
咁啊，跟住我就坐后边嗰架车啦。
So I got into the second one.
咁上咗车之后咧，咁我就同司机讲我要去边度啦。
So after getting into the taxi, I told the driver my destination.
咁佢听到之后咧，佢唔讲嘢喎，又
But
唔开车喎。
the taxi driver didn't say anything in response after hearing me, and he didn't start driving either.
系 啦，咁我谂紧佢系咪唔想即系去，因为香港有啲的士司机，如果太短路程咧，佢唔中意嘅。
So I wondered if it was because the destination was not far enough for him to be willing to take me, because in Hong Kong it's quite common practice. Some of the taxi drivers would pick and choose, they don't like short distance ones.
Oh, they can't choose actually.
Oh, actually they can't choose.
They can't
I
choose.
see.
But
Okay,
we'll
but maybe they would
show their
show in the
certificates.
in his
Yeah. 咁系啦，咁跟住咧就个司机问我，点解你唔攞翻袋嘢啊？咁样。
Then the driver asked me, why didn't you take your bag back?
咁 我先发现原来我嗰阵时留咗袋稿系留咗喺佢架车嗰度啦。
Then it dawned on me that actually, this was the taxi that I left my documents in.
咁佢就话俾我听咧，佢挂咗个袋稿咧喺的士站附近嘅一个栏杆嗰度。
He then told me he actually hung the bag on the nearby railing near the taxi stand for several days.
咁 于是我就即系落车快啲攞翻个袋稿啦。
So I quickly got off the taxi and got my bag
系
back.
啦，同埋都好感激佢嘅吓。
And I was very thankful to him.
咁我当时亦都真系好感恩嘅。
And of course, my heart was filled with thanksgiving.
咁我而家谂翻转头，如果我系上咗第一架的士嘅话咧，
Now, as I look back, if I had taken the first taxi,
我就即系唔会知道嗰袋稿原来挂咗喺个栏杆度啦。
I wouldn't have realized the bag had been hanging there on the nearby railing all along.
系啦，而都咁样嗰几日又冇落雨啊，又冇你啲纸嚟噶嘛吓。
And I was very grateful that it hadn't rained in those few days because all the documents were paper.
咁同埋又冇啲清洁嘅，即系员工去即系拎走抌咗啲嗰袋稿啊，咁样啦。
And thankfully, the documents didn't get discarded or disposed of by the cleaners.
但系都系挂咗喺度好几日噶啦，都真系应
But they have been just hanging there on the railing for a few days.
虽然即系呢件事咧，睇上去好似好好微不足道咁样啦。
Maybe this incident seemed insignificant to you?
但系咧，即系我都相信，即系呢啲唔系偶然发生嘅事啦。
But I believe that these events were not coincidences.
系啦，而系天父都藉住呢件事去鼓励我，唔好放弃啦。
But it was God encouraging me not to give up.
系啦，咁我回想，即系无论同妈妈相处啦，或者系学习去爱，即系我唔愿意去爱嘅人啦。
So looking back and reflecting on how I learned to get along with my mom, or learning to love those I was reluctant to love.
系啦，咁学习去放低自己嘅感受，或者系以为一啲合理嘅事情咧。
To learn to set aside our emotions and what we see as reasonable.
都系真系好需要心思意念上边去有改变同埋更新啦。
Really requires this transforming and renewing of our thoughts and attitudes.
系啦，咁所以亦都呢个系不断要需要学习嘅功课咯。
And these are lessons that are ongoing in our spiritual life.
心思意念更新咧，系对事情嘅睇法同以前完全唔同。
When we say our minds, our thoughts have to be renewed, it's saying that our perspectives on things are completely different from before.
呢可以系一啲即系固有嘅想法啦，或者系一啲习惯啊、经验啊等等啦。
And these could be some ingrained thoughts, habits, and experiences.
一啲我哋觉得好合理嘅嘢。
Practices or things that we think are reasonable.
咁我发觉即系信主越耐咧，呢啲嘅谂法咧系越难去改变。
And I realize the longer we are in the Lord, that we have belief in God, the more challenging it is to change our thoughts.
系啦，所以更加去需要学习心意更新。
That's why it's all the more important for us to learn to be renewed in our minds.
系啦，咁亦都真系想同大家去分享最后一节经文啦。
And now I want to share with you one last Bible passage.
咁就系哥林多后书4:16。
Is in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16.
所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
So we do not lose heart, even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day.
咁系啦，即系都同Linda 师母去倾偈嘅时候咧，真系觉得年纪真系大咗，真系需要外体都系毁坏紧嘅。
So as I was chatting with Pastor Linda, I was also it's a realization that truly our outer body, our outer being are wasting away.
系啦，咁都盼望我哋都系即系内心系能够一天新似一天咯。
But our hope is that our inner being will be renewed day by day.
咁我都分享咁多啦。原本我都谂住去分享一啲近期啲嘅学习，不过应该时间关系，咁我
You
就
still have like 15 minutes if you want. Yeah, but because of time, maybe I'll just share these with you for now. Thank you very much. So we'll say a closing prayer together. Yeah, thank you so much for your sharing. 咁我哋好多谢 Rosa 姐妹嘅分享，我哋一齐有个祷告去结束。Our gracious Father, Yahweh, our God，我哋亲爱嘅天父 Yahweh。Yeah, we are so thankful for the very honest, sincere sharing by Sister Rosa. 我哋都为到 Rosa 姐妹头先好真诚、好坦诚嘅分享去感恩。I'm sure many of us could resonate with her sharing in one way or another. 咁我都好相信咧，我哋各人听咗都会有唔同方面可以去体会啊，系觉得好能够认同嘅。Because these challenges in life, these difficulties that we experience, are common to mankind. Every one of us cannot, I mean, no one can really escape from them. 咁因为我哋都知道，系咯，日光之下无新事，我哋人要面对好多嘅困难挑战，其实都系嗰个性质本质都系一样。我哋都系唔能够去逃避，especially in this relating to other people。As we learn from the Bible, we are to love others as ourselves, but often this is really the ultimate test of our willingness to submit to you, to be transformed by you. The test of our spiritual maturity. 咁就好似我哋喺圣经都学，我哋要爱人如己，但系往往就系要同人相处上，要去爱人嘅时候，系去考验我哋究竟有几委身去顺从神嘅教导，我哋嘅属灵究竟有几成熟呢？So God, we just really give thanks for, Rosa's example, her willingness to be humble and to really obey, even when she couldn't fully understand it at the time, even when she was still relatively younger back in her university days. 咁都感恩头先分享听到，就算系Rosa 姐妹喺可能只系大学时段，可能都未系能够完全明白神你嘅作为系点样，但系佢有呢颗单纯愿意去学习顺服嘅心，and she was willing to cooperate with God so that Yeah, you can do your work in and through her and around her. 咁都感恩佢愿意同配合神嘅工作嘅时候，神就可以藉住佢喺佢里面，亦都透过佢去工作去同埋喺其他人生命当中工作。And we thank you that yeah, through your love, her relationship with her mom could deepen, and yeah, she could love and express her concern for her mom while she still understood it or could receive it before her dementia. 咁都多谢你俾 Rosa 姊妹都能够喺佢妈妈患呢个脑退化之前，都有呢个机会去尽心去同妈妈关系啦，去即系表达佢对妈妈嘅爱同关怀。And I think this is also a good reminder for all of us that yeah, while we have the opportunity to do good to others, especially those in the household of God, we should really yeah do our best because we never know what will happen tomorrow to the other person or to ourselves。咁都希望呢个都系一个好嘅提醒啦。好似圣经教我哋，即系凡系有呢个机会嘅时候，我哋就要向众人行善，特别喺信徒一家里面，都因为我哋都唔知道明天会如何，无论对方或者自己。Yeah, so we just pray that you grant us this determination and this power from you to love even the unlovable, those people that had inflicted hurt to us in various ways, whether intentionally or unintentionally. 咁都求天父都帮我哋啦，即系有呢份嘅决心啦，呢份嘅能力去爱嗰啲，即系好多时候我哋觉得好唔可爱嘅人，特别系嗰啲无论有意无意去伤害咗我哋嘅人。Yeah, so help us to really forgive as you forgive, to love as you love. 都帮我哋啦，好似天父你爱我哋咁去爱，亦都好似你咁样去包容去原谅其他嘅。So yeah, we give thanks again for this wonderful time, and we pray that yeah, Sister Rosa will have a safe journey both to London and then back to Hong Kong, and may you continue to use her to be a blessing to many more people. 咁都求你就保守 Rosa 姐妹嘅脚步啦，无论佢下一站去伦敦定系之后翻香港，同埋希望你都使用佢，能够成为更加多人嘅祝福。Yeah, we pray for all these things for your glory's sake. 我哋为到你嘅荣耀去祈求，阿